Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends. God says that we should grow in His grace and knowledge. But how do we grow in the grace and knowledge of God? Well, it's pretty simple. It's just three simple steps. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. The first step is we need to believe that Jesus is the Christ, that Yeshua is the Messiah. Then, if we believe that Yeshua is the Messiah, that Jesus is the Christ, then we need to listen to what Yeshua is telling us. And then finally, we need to do what He says. So the first thing is believe that Jesus is the Christ. The second thing is to listen to what Yeshua says. And the third thing is to do what Yeshua says. It's as simple and easy as 1, 2, 3 or ABC. And you know that the name of this program is called the ABCs of the Bible, because we break down the Word of God, rightly dividing the Word of God, here a little, there a little, and we put it together in an easy to understand manner, as easy as ABC 1, 2, 3. Now Yeshua says that He is our shepherd and we are His sheep. He also says that His sheep will hear His voice. His sheep will hear His voice, meaning that we will recognize and respond to His voice, just like sheep will recognize and respond to the voice of their shepherd. So, if we are His sheep, indeed, then we will hear His voice, meaning that we will recognize and respond to His voice. And hearing the shepherd's voice is only possible when we listen by faith. When we listen by faith, we will have 20/20 hearing. Do you have 20/20 hearing? Now let's turn over to Revelation chapter 2 and verse 17, because we're going to see here in the letter that Yeshua wrote to the church at Pergamos that He tells us that indeed we need to have 20/20 hearing. And He also tells us how to get this 20/20 hearing. In other words, how to grow in God's grace and knowledge. So let's turn over to Revelation chapter 2 and verse 17. And this is the challenge to the true believers within the body of Christ, that we have to hold fast to the truth, that we have to become overcomers. And if we are overcomers, then we will be blessed. Yeshua says, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give to eat of the hidden manna." And this is a beautiful picture here when it talks about the hidden manna. But first, let's talk about what it means when He says, "He who has an ear to hear, let him hear." To him who overcomes, we're going to talk about these two terms. Now notice that it takes faith to hear Yeshua. We can see this in the Gospel of John, chapter 6, and verses 28 through 31. This is the first key, that we have to believe that Yeshua is the Christ, and this takes faith. If we believe that Yeshua is the Christ, then we will be able to hear the spiritual message, what the Spirit says to the churches. So this is in the book of John, chapter 6, and verses 28 through 31. "The crowd said to Yeshua," and this was a crowd that had just been fed. They had been fed from the 5 loaves of bread and the 2 small fishes. And people had witnessed this. So the crowd said to Yeshua, "What shall we do that we might work the works of God?" And Jesus answered, "This is the work of God, that you believe." Notice that. This is the work of God. This is what God is working to do. "This is the work of God, that you believe on the one whom God has sent." Therefore they said to Him, "Well, what sign do you show so that we may see and believe you? What work do you do? Our fathers ate manna in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. So their argument against Yeshua was this: Jesus, we grant that you fed 5,000 men, besides women and children, with 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fishes. But what is this in comparison to what Moses did in the desert? Because Moses, for 40 years, fed more than 2 million people with bread from heaven. Do something like this, and then we will believe in you, as we have believed in Moses. So Yeshua says, okay, you want to use Moses as an example, but I'm telling you that you need to stop and listen to what I'm going to say. If you have ears to hear, then hear what I'm saying. And we can see what Yeshua says now, still in John chapter 6, verses 32 through 36. And it says, truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the one who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. I am the bread of life. The one who believes in me will never become hungry or thirsty. I told you that you have seen me, yet you do not believe. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And those last two verses were actually verses 49 and 51 out of John chapter 6. So Jesus is responding to their argument, saying, okay, so big deal, you fed 5,000 men besides women and children with 5 loaves and 2 small fishes, but Moses did much greater work than you did, because for 40 years he fed more than 2 million people with bread from heaven. Yeshua responds by saying, hold on a minute, listen to what I'm saying, okay? Listen to what I'm saying. Moses gave you bread from heaven, you ate that manna, but they died. I'm the manna from heaven, that living bread, which if you eat me, the bread of life, you'll never die. So my miracle is a lot bigger than his miracle. Alright, having eternal life as a result of eating the true manna from heaven, which is Jesus, is a far greater value. It's a far greater work than having temporary life as a result of eating the manna that Moses was credited with giving. Okay, so we see here that Jesus is saying that first you have to believe me, because if you believe me, then you'll listen to what I say. And if you listen to what I say and really believe who I am, that I am the Son of God, then you'll follow what I say. So that's that 3-step process. Believe that Yeshua is the Messiah. Number 2, listen to what he says. And number 3, do what he says. And so far he's telling them, you need to listen to what I say because of who I am. And yet they did not have the faith to believe, therefore they did not have the ears to hear. But we should accept Yeshua by faith, and then we will have 2020 hearing. We'll have ears to hear what the Spirit says to the churches, and we'll be on the road to growing in grace and knowledge. In other words, we'll be an overcomer. But what do we have to overcome? Well, in the context here, Yeshua is saying to the church at Pergamos that you have to overcome the teachings of Balaam and the teachings of the Nicolaitans, which you can read that in the earlier part of Revelation chapter 2 and verse 17. And if you haven't been with us over the past couple of weeks, then log on to our website at www.christianambassadors.org, and you can read the article entitled The 3 P's of Our Profession, and there you'll see what are the teachings of Balaam and the Nicolaitans that we need to overcome. But he is imploring the people to overcome those teachings. Now, it also goes on to say about if you do become an overcomer, and this is in Revelation chapter 2, verse 17, if you do become an overcomer, then I will give you the hidden manna. So, of course, the next question has to be, what is the hidden manna? Well, we already know that Yeshua is the manna from heaven, but he is considered the hidden manna because he is hidden from people's perception, because they do not believe. But Yeshua is not hidden from us. We understand him and recognize him as the true manna from heaven. But the people that followed the teachings of the Nicolaitans and the teachings of Balaam, to them Yeshua was hidden. Therefore they did not have ears to hear what the Spirit was saying to the churches. They could not recognize that he was the manna from heaven, just like the Israelites in Yeshua's day when he was a physical being walking on the face of the earth. They saw him, yet they did not recognize him as the manna from heaven. Now, my friends, we ought not to be that way, where Yeshua is hidden from our perception. And if you continue to listen to this program, the ABCs of the Bible, where we make the truths of God so simple that it's as easy as ABC to understand it, then you will never have to worry about Yeshua being hidden from you, as God says, the hidden manna. No, you will be able to perceive Yeshua as the manna from heaven. So we need to, first of all, pray for faith. Pray for faith that we can believe that Yeshua is the Messiah. And then, two, pray for faith that we will listen to what Messiah says. And then, number three, pray for faith that we will do what Messiah says. There is so much false teaching out there. And when I say out there, I mean out there in what is the so-called church, in the body of so-called believers. But people are not believing the Word of God. In fact, so many people who attend church don't even study the Word of God. And so you have these false prophets who are leading people astray. They're not leading people to understand the Messiah. They're not rightly dividing the word of truth. So Yeshua is like hidden manna to them. They look at it, the manna from heaven, and they say, what is it? You know that actually the word manna means, what is it? Because when the Israelites saw it in Moses' day, they said, what is it? Because they did not recognize it truly as bread from heaven. Just like people truly are not following the bread from heaven, Yeshua the Messiah, because they're following lies. And I don't want you to believe me. I want you to believe the Bible. So all of the scriptures that we give, you should go back and study them thoroughly on your own so that you can truly get to know Yeshua the Messiah, so that you can get to know your shepherd, so that when the shepherd speaks, you will hear. So again, pray that God will give you ears to hear what the Spirit says to the churches, so that you can be an overcomer, so that you can grow in God's grace and knowledge. And we're here to help you. So I thank you for joining me on this program. I hope you'll come back for the next program. And between that time, please feel free to log on to our website. You can read all of our literature for free, absolutely for free. Freely we have been given, freely we give to you. So log on to our website, go to the link that says free literature, and you can read all of the articles that we have posted, including this one, the three P's of our profession. Again, thank you for joining me, my friends, and may God be in you.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.